Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Laura.
So Laura, did you know that before I came to Taiwan, I'd never eaten taro?
Never. So Pat, 老师在台湾以前都没有吃过芋头诶。I love taro, so did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. There are so many ways to eat it. You can put it in a hot pot.
Right, or in taro milk tea, 芋香奶茶.
Yeah, or you can get those bags of taro chips.
I love them. Or as taro flavor ice cream or 冰淇淋.
Yes, with the peanut powder、
Yummy.
And all that stuff. I've used taro at home to cook curry.
Curry? I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, you can put、
okay.
taro in a curry.
Maybe I should try that next time. 还有这个那个芋泥球 taro balls.
Taro balls?
Yes.
Wow, that's new to me. What are these balls? How do you make them?
Well, let's find out by reading today's article.
Chinese New Year Taro Balls.
Cassie and Ruth are in the kitchen. They're going to make taro balls.
We're ready to make taro balls. First, we cut the taro into pieces, then we steam it.
How long does it take to cook?
About 20 minutes.
Later,
do I mash the taro?
That's right. After that, put in 80 grams of sugar and 2 tablespoons of milk.Then, mix it with the spoon.
How do we make it into balls, though?
We use our hands to shape it into balls. Then, we put the balls in these paper cupcake liners.
All done. It smells yummy.
Let's put them in the refrigerator.They taste better when they're cold.
Word power.
Cook, cook. Diana can cook eggs in many different ways. Diana can cook eggs in many different ways.Graham, Graham. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day. Spoon, spoon. Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon.Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon. Taste, 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 tasted, tasted. This chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it? This chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it?
So the article starts by saying, Cassie and Ruth are in the kitchen. They're going to make taro balls, these amazing things that I want to find out about.
Okay, 我们一开始就看到这个 Cassie 跟 Ruth, 哦，他们两个在厨房里面哦，然后他们即将要做芋泥球咯。
Okay, and Cassie starts off by saying, we're ready to make taro balls. Now, if you're ready to do something, you are prepared, and you have all the things you need for that activity.
So 一开始呢 ,Cassie 就非常的开心说我马上要做这个芋泥球哦。Be ready to do something, 就是马上要怎么样或是即将要做什么事情。像是如果今天你爸爸妈妈要带你出去玩他出门前就要问你说 ,Are you ready to go? 你准备好要出发了吗那他们这边准备像是芋泥球的材料不外乎可能像是芋头啦刚刚我们一直提到的 taro 当然还有类似像糖啦 sugar, milk, 牛奶等等我们之后都会发现哦。
Okay, so they've got all that stuff, mm-hmm. and it's already there. They've bought it. It's ready. Next, Cassie says, first, we cut the taro into pieces.
Oh, okay. 这里呢 into, okay, cut something into something, 就是把它切成为或是转为什么样的意思哦。这是一个非常常见的用法。所以课文提到的 cut the taro into pieces,、mm-hmm. 就是把这个芋头切片的意思啦。
Yeah, normally when I buy it, it already is in little pieces. Oh, I don't buy the whole one.
No.
But even then, you may want to chop them down、
right.
because they do take a little while to cook.
They do,
so if they're smaller,
especially in hot pot.
Yeah, if they're smaller, they cook quicker.、
Mm.
So next, the article says, then we steam it.、
Mm.
Now, steam is the white gas that comes off when you boil water. But as a verb...To steam,、
mm-hmm.
it means to use the steam to cook something. Steaming makes the food nice and soft, but it uses no oil, so it's pretty healthy. You usually put the food above hot boiling water,、
mm-hmm.
and the steam that comes up does the job.
嗯 ，OK， 那刚刚我们有提到 steam 这个字哦，那看课文呢，它是当做动词来用，有蒸的意思，所以呢，我们要拿去蒸，把这个芋头切片，然后拿去蒸。那其实像是煎饺呢，我就想到呢，它也是用蒸的哦，因此蒸饺的英文就是 steamed dumplings。
Oh yes,
yummy.
Okay, Ruth then asks, how long does it take to cook?Very important with taro, it does take a while.、
Mm-hmm.
Now there, we just use the verb cook, C-O-O-K, to cook. Now, when I explain steam, that's one way to cook something.、
Mm-hmm.
So now let's look at the more general meaning of the word cook in today's first word power word. To cook means to prepare food for eating by using heat. So for example, Diana can cook eggs...In many different ways. Diana can cook eggs in many different ways.
接着 Ruth 问到一个很重要关键的问题，就是说需要多久时间才会煮熟呢？因为芋头好像要煮蛮久的。我们来看一下 cook 这个动词就是煮的意思。像是呢，如果你要说，我今天要来煮晚餐，你就可以说 I'll cook dinner tonight.
Oh, thanks.
OK, 然后再来呢，像是马铃薯呢，有时候我们可能要是煮饭的时候要确认它有没有煮熟，我们就可以说 Are the potatoes cooked through or are they done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 那刚刚回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Diana, 她可以用不同的方式怎么样 cook eggs, 就是来烹调这个、很多方式来烹调这个鸡蛋。
Yeah, fry them, boil them, scramble them, all sorts. So, Ruth wants to know how long it will take to steam the taro pieces and make them soft. And Cassie says, about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. 所以其实还好哦。Cassie 这时候就提到说大概20分钟就 OK 啦。
That's pretty quick.、
Mm.
So, we're going to take a break there in the article,、
mm-hmm.
And it says later,、
mm-hmm.
And we use that to show that time has passed, so the taro is cooked, that bit's done. So, what are they doing next?、
Okay, 所以呢我们这时候就是看到稍后 later, 因为我们可能就不想让大家觉得很无趣就是要等这个20分钟。
Yeah.
We don't want to wait for that long.
We don't. So we've got the steamed taro. As、
uh-huh.
Laura says, it's thoroughly cooked. It's、
mm.
done. And Ruth says, do I mash the taro?、
Ooh.
Cool word, this one. To mash, M-A-S-H, mash, means to use force and usually a special tool、
mm-hmm.
to kind of crush and smash things up until they're one single lump. Now, we often mash potatoes in particular.And other vegetables. Now, if you think of babies, their food is almost always mashed up.
Oh,
because、
right.
they don't have teeth, and、so that helps them eat it.、
OK, 我们来看一下 Ruth, 她提到了、她说我要把这个芋头捣碎吗？这里她用到了动词 mash, 就是把食物捣碎的意思。像是呢，我最喜欢吃的马铃薯泥，英文就是 mashed potatoes. I love them with gravy, yummy.、
Mm-hmm.So, Cassie says, that's right. So, they go ahead and start mashing. And after that,、
mm-hmm.
okay, more cooking instructions, put in 80 grams of sugar and 2 tablespoons of milk. Now let's take a look at that word gram, G-R-A-M, gram. Gram is a noun. It's one of the words we use for measuring, and it's also our next word power word. A gram is a unit for measuring weight in the metric system. So there are 1,000 grams in 1 kilogram. Okay, here's another example of how we can use it. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day.
OK, 我们看回课文 ,Cassie 就说没错，在那之后呢要放进80克的糖还有2汤匙的牛奶。这里有没有看到一个如果要量东西的话，我们可能会用到公克的英文，就是 gram。OK, 像是刚刚 Pat 老师有补充哦 ,1000 grams equals 1 kilogram, 就是1000公克等于1公斤哦。那刚刚的例句提到的是你一天应该吃低于6克的盐 ,6 grams of salt, that's little, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to eat too much salt.、Mm-hmm. So we use grams to measure how much sugar you can weigh it, and、mm-hmm. tablespoons to measure the milk. A tablespoon is a large spoon,、mm. not the little ones for、no. putting sugar in tea.、Uh-huh. 1 tablespoon of milk is basically the amount of milk needed to fill one of these spoons, maybe just a little more.、Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if there's a bit more. And we often use this way of measuring liquids, and you see it in cookbooks. So,tablespoons of oil, water, milk, syrup, all that kind of stuff.
That's true. Okay, 刚刚我们还提到什么需要2汤匙的牛奶。这里呢我们用到的是 1 tablespoon 来表示1大汤匙的量哦。那 1 tablespoon 大致上就是15cc。15 moles, right?、Mm-hmm. 像是呢、欸、在做甜点的时候我们常会在 cookbook, 就是食谱上写到说类似 add 2 tablespoons of flour,、
yeah.
就是加2大汤匙的面粉啦。
Yeah, it's not just liquid. You can measure、mm. lots of things. It just means 2 big、right. spoons of it. Okay, so we got the milk and the sugar、
right.
in the mashed taro.
Yummy.
Now what?Cassie says, then mix it with this spoon.、Mm. Makes sense, because to mix, M-I-X, mix, is to use a spoon or a fork or something like that、mm-hmm. to combine 2 or more ingredients into 1 single thing.
Right.
Like when we mix eggs and sugar and butter and flour to make the batter for cookies.、
Mm. OK, 然后呢接着我们就看到他就说到要用这只汤匙搅拌啦。没错，搅拌呢我们就要用 mix 这个动词，所以同样的在做很多的食物或者是像甜点我们都会用到 mix 搅拌。
And when we mix things, we often use a spoon, S-P-O-O-N, spoon, like a tablespoon.、Mm. And the noun spoon is our next word power word. A spoon is an object that you use for eating, cooking, or serving food. It has a small bowl-shaped part and a long handle. Here's an example. Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon.Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon.
Spoon 当然就是汤匙的意思啦，所以 2 spoons of sugar 就是2汤匙的糖。那刚刚例句提到就是 Judy 用汤匙喂她的小孩一些汤哦。
All right, so Ruth mixes all of these things up with、uh-huh. the spoon. Now she has another question. She asks...How do we make it into balls, though?
Right, okay. So Ruth 就说那我们要怎么把它变成一球一球的呢？这里我们看到 how 开头的问句来表示如何怎么样。像是如果要问路的时候，我可能会问 How do I get to Taipei Main Station? 就是我要如何怎么样到台北车站。不过这里我们要停一下，因为 how 这个开头的问句用法是我们的 magic box.
How are you, my friend? 我的好朋友，你好吗？我冰封的心因为真爱而融化，冰雪女王艾莎来喽！我随着呢暴风跟冰雪而来，一路呢从北欧跟雪宝又唱又跳来看你喽。 How was my trip? 哦，你的旅程过得怎么样呢？我这趟旅程呢，虽然呢，呵呵，是一路颠簸了，从北欧来台湾真的好远好远哦。但是呢，台湾是个热情的国度，我的内心充满着爱。现在呢，哪里都可以去，蒙阿波雅嘎奇啦。哎呀，说了这么多，你有没有发现啊？刚刚有一个字一直用，一直用，一直用哦，没有错呢，就是 how 这个疑问词咯。身为呢五个 WH 加一的那个加一呢，还有这个疑问词呢，就跟我的童年一样哦，跟其他人格格不入。但是呢，它可是跟他们的兄弟一样好用咯。还有这个疑问词呢，中文呢我们就翻译为如何。OK， 今天呢要教你两种用法咯。第一个是问状态，第二个呢则是问方法。例如呢，像是我开头呢打招呼必备的这一句 How are you? How are you? 你好吗？这句话呢就是用来问你现在的状态如何了。或者是呢，像说刚刚问说，诶，你的旅程如何呢？ How was your trip? How was your trip? OK， 像这种问状态如何的，就是呢我们 how 的第一种用法咯。再来呢，我们就要学第二种用法，也就是问方法了。像是呢，我从北欧到台湾，路途遥远，我到底是怎么来的啊？ How did you come here? How did you come here? 你是用什么方式来到这里的呢？ OK， 这里的 how 呢，如何，就是在问说如何抵达，就是呢在问你的方法咯。至于呢回答句要怎么回答呢，其实呢他的回答很自由，没有特定的形状了，就跟呢我的心一样自由。 I came here by airplane， 当然啊，天哪，这么远当然要坐飞机咯。哎呀，虽然呢刚下飞机，时差还没有调整好，不过呢我还是来帮你总复习一下咯。疑问词呢 how 用来问状态或者是方法，中文呢我们就翻译为如何。比方说呢，我们说 How is life? 你最近过得如何啊？ How is life? 就是呢用来问你最近生活的状态如何。或者是呢我们可以问说 How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name? 要怎么拼你的名字啊？ OK， 这个呢就是用来问方法咯。我只拼一次，赶快记起来咯。我的名字就是 ELSA Elsa。
Hi, welcome back. And so we're on that question. Mm-hmm. How do we get all this mix of stuff, turn it into a ball? Now, sometimes you could use maybe a machine or to make really perfect ones, or do they cook it in a special way? Well, no. Cassie says we use our hands to shape it into balls. Simple as that. To shape something into something means to give that thing a shape. You just kind of pack it together. Right. So you could shape stuff into a ball, you could shape it into a flat circle, uh-huh. or a star shape, yeah. or all sausage shape, all things like that.
OK， 我们来看一下 Cass 就是说其实很简单，用我们的手这样把它塑形成芋泥球就可以啦。 OK， shape 呢这里当然是当作动词来用，表示塑形变成什么形状。
Cassie also says, then we put the balls in these paper cupcake liners. Mm. Now the liners, these are the things you put the cupcake mix in before you put them into the oven to bake.
没错，我们常如果看到做甜点就会看到呢 paper cupcake liner, 就是杯子蛋糕的纸膜，所以把那个芋泥球放在这个纸膜上。
Yeah, it's a special paper. It doesn't burn when you put it in the oven. So Ruth does all of this. Okay, they've put them. I guess they're not, they're not cooking them because the taro is already soft. Yeah. So they don't need to put them in the oven here. But Ruth says, all done. It smells yummy. Now we say that phrase, all done, when you've finished a task that involves doing lots of little things,Or you've kind of finished doing the same small thing again and again, like put it in the liner, put it in the liner, put it in the liner, do all of them, all the mix is gone, all done.
Okay, all done, 大功告成了，完成了，我们就可以用 all done 来表示。然后他们就说，哇，闻起来真香。But are these balls going in the oven like cupcakes?
It doesn't look like it. Cassie says, let's put them in the refrigerator.
Wow, interesting.
Cool them down, not heat them up. Now remember, when we say refrigerator, most of the time people will just say fridge.
Of course. Okay, 所以呢，原来他们是要把它放在冰箱里。Fridge 呢，就是 refrigerator， 冰箱比较口语的说法。Why are the balls going in the fridge?
Well, Cassie explains they taste better when they're cold. Okay, that's fair enough. Like the taro ice cream
or
the taro-like popsicle sticks and stuff like that. They're pretty good. Now here, we've used the word taste. T-A-S-T-E.Taste as a verb. It's today's last word power word, so let's check it out. To taste means to have a particular flavor. For example, this chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it? This chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it?
哇，我也没有吃过这种哦。他说冰凉凉的吃起来更好吃哦。Taste 这个动词就是尝起来如何如何。动词三态很简单，就是 taste, tasted, 直接接 d, tasted。像是你可以说 the pie tasted too sweet, 这个 pie 尝起来太甜了。那回到刚刚的例句提到就是这个巧克力尝起来真不错。The chocolate tastes good, 你要不要吃看看？Well, that brings us to the end of the article, so now it's time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so I noticed that all of today's word power words, they're very short, very simple words. Now, to help you guys with pronunciation, we're going to do a little rhyme war. We're going to take the word power words and take turns thinking about words that rhyme and basically see how many before one of us just gives up. Okay, so let's go taste.
Taste. Paste.
Waste.
Waste.Ooh. Paste?
Paste is a word. taste, waste, paste.
Time's up!
Okay, you win the first round. All right, second word. Okay, spoon.
Spoon, moon.
June.
June.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to take this one. Tune.
Noon.
Okay, too late. Okay, one all. And our next word is gram.
Gram. Ham.
Slam, like slam dunk.
Bam.
Bam, yes, okay. Ram, like a male sheep. Oh. Like a boy sheep, grown-up boy sheep is a ram.
Tram?
Yes, like an MRT on the ground. Clam, the little seafood.
怎么办？我不会押韵，好难哦。Okay, I give up.
Okay, all right. One last one then. Our last one is cook. Okay.
So cook.
Book. Book. Look.
Shook.
Shook. Took. He took. Take took.
Hook.
Hook. Oh, rook. It's one of the chess pieces, also called a castle. It's a black bird. It's a rook.
I give up.
Okay. Well, I think we did pretty well there. We had a lot of rhyming words. And if you learn those sounds, it'll help you pronounce all those words correctly.
That's true.
Kind of why we did that game. It'll help you get the pronunciation right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching us for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Chinese New Year Taro Balls.
Cassie and Ruth are in the kitchen. They're going to make taro balls.
We're ready to make taro balls. First, we cut the taro into pieces. Then, we steam it.
How long does it take to cook?
About 20 minutes.
Later,
do I mash the taro?
That's right. After that,Put in 80 grams of sugar and 2 tablespoons of milk. Then, mix it with this spoon.
How do we make it into balls, though?
we use our hands to shape it into balls. Then we put the balls in these paper cupcake liners.
All done! It smells yummy!
Let's put them in the refrigerator. They taste better when they're cold.
Cook, cook. Diana can cook eggs in many different ways. Diana can cook eggs in many different ways. Graham, Graham. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day. You should eat less than 6 grams of salt a day. Spoon, spoon. Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon. Judy fed her child some soup with a spoon. Taste, 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 tasted, tasted. This chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it? This chocolate tastes really good. Do you want to try it?